Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. This is K2PI activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held weekly on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater here in Warrenton, Virginia. The repeater is operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a 167.9 Hz subaudible tone for access. The purpose of this net is twofold. First, the net serves as a demonstration of the practice, procedure, and discipline of amateur radio on-air voice protocol and net operations. These skills are vitally important in the event of crisis communications, and it is the intent of FARA to build or refresh these skills through its net. The second purpose is to serve as an informal gathering of FARA members and other interested amateurs whereby they can engage in information sharing in between our regular monthly club meetings and club breakfasts. This is a directed net. In the first phase of this net, the net control operator will pass information in a general broadcast to all listening amateurs. During this period, the net control will also offer a general question for comment intended as a conversation starter within the net itself and to reinforce the ability of participating amateurs, many of whom may be new to the hobby, to join in on the air conversation with comments of substance. Of course, any other comments you may have on amateur radio or your activities this past week are also welcome. This is K2PI. After the broadcast phase of the net, net control will invite check-ins. Each amateur wishing to join the net should transmit and say their entire call distinctly and only once, followed by their name. Standard phonetics are encouraged. Net control will acknowledge each station in turn and may invite repeats as needed. Once all participants have checked in, Net Control will call each station and invite them to transmit. Each amateur called will then provide up to 90 seconds of comments on their activities related to the hobby and offer a comment on the topic of interest. At the conclusion of their comment, the station will ID and pass the repeater back to Net Control. Break. This is KGPI. This is a QST to all radio amateurs. It's been a rather slow amateur radio news this week. And maybe I just missed some momentous thing, but I do have a couple of interesting things to talk about. I will first state that the Raspberry Pi shortage, which I was watching pretty eagerly for a while, appears to be over. For close to 2 years, you could barely obtain a Raspberry Pi device, those little single-board computers that run Linux and are useful for all sorts of small computing projects. In the last 2 years, your only chance to obtain one of these little computers, if you could find one on sale, actually, was to buy one at scalper prices of up to 4 or 5 times the value of the device. The Raspberry Pi shortage is in our rearview mirror in many sites, including big name Pi sites like PiShop.us and DigiKey, and many others have Raspberry Pis in stock. A quick check tonight before the net told me that it's all over because I saw that PiShop.us actually has Raspberry Pi 02Ws. The W stands for wireless. The smallest, newest, and for the longest time, the rarest of Pis available with pre-soldered headers for just $20.95. It may not seem, you know, like it's a great bargain, but that's down at least $80 from the high I saw on our Pi 02Ws just 6 months ago. Been waiting to do a Pi project, the time to buy is now. Speaking of good Raspberry Pi projects for the Ham Shack, I'd like to take our QST time to make a plug for Ham Clock. Ham Clock is a very useful display for amateur radio operators that rivals the Geochron commercial display, but at a pretty attractive price for hams, free. It will run on the Raspberry Pi and other Linux and Linux-like devices, as well as on the Windows desktop using something you may not even have heard of called WSL, or Windows Subsystem for Linux. So even if you don't have or want a Raspberry Pi, you can use this really cool desktop software for amateur radio in the window right on your Windows machine. You can see HamClock at www.clearskyinstitute, one word, exactly how it sounds, clearskyinstitute.com/ham/HamClock, one word. And you can find out how to install the Windows Subsystem for Linux, or WSL, at www.microsoft.com/en-us/windows/WSL. This is K2PI. Continuing our QST, Rich, K1HTV, recently shared a really interesting site in our reflector that's just full of useful info for the new and old ham, both literally and figuratively, I noticed, alike. K8ZT.com, that's Kilo 8 Zulu Tango.com, is a great resource that's also fun to browse. There's tons of amateur radio online resources and books, and these are all the sorts of things I like to see. And I like to include this sort of stuff in the QSTs, and this is among one of the best I've seen. So check out K8ZT, Kilo 8 ZuluTango.com to see what I'm talking about. There's a couple of different contests this weekend, but I'd like to pick out one. On the radio this weekend is the Field Hell Sprint, H-E-L-L, which is not DX from the lowest possible place, but an operating event using the Hell or Hellscriber mode. Hellscriber, also called Feld Hellscriber, or type and build Feld Fernscriber, I have to love how they build new German words from the previous ones, was invented by a man named Rudolf Hell in the late 1920s. It's quite appropriate because Hell is German for bright, and Hell is really bright words that come across on the screen. You'll see what I mean in a moment when I describe it. This is Germany's answer to facsimile, and it's quite interesting. Hell is a mode in which words are broken into their constituent pieces and then sent as pixels in a transmission that literally writes the word down the screen visually. It's got to be seen to be appreciated, but it is very neat, and you just watch words form on the screen as you listen to the Hell signal. Much different. They're sort of painted on the screen on a background. It's very hard to describe, and as I said, you really need to see it to understand it. If you wish to try your hand in Hell, you should download the Field Hell software. I think the most convenient place is www.qsl.net/WM2U, Whiskey Mike 2 Uniform, /images/Hell, HELLSETUP.exe, HellSetup.exe. MixW is another amateur radio program that also has Hell as part of its suite. If you do nothing other than to look at this weekend's activity using one of these Hell pieces of software, I promise you'll get a kick out of it. The contest is all day Zulu Saturday from 000 Zulu to 2359 Zulu. That means it starts around 8 p.m. in the evening on the East Coast here and ends the next day at the, just about the same time on Saturday. Look at the Feld Hell, that's Fox Echo Lima Delta, Hell Club website for suggested frequencies, because there doesn't really seem to be any rhyme or reason to them, and if I list them here, it's just going to be confusing. This is K2PI. This concludes our QST. For this net, we'd love to hear what you're up to in amateur radio and the answer to this little simple question I've got. What are your favorite non-standard phonetics for your call or anyone else's? I've been stumbling over phonetics as we've been going down the list of things I've been talking about, so I thought I'd throw that out as kind of an interesting question. I've heard some clever ones over the years, but for me it has to be an old ham friend who's long since deceased, who lived in New Jersey with me, whose call was K2QQP, and who used the phonetics K2 quack quack pow since he was a duck hunter. I think if you've heard some really interesting phonetics on the air, you'll surely remember them, and I'd love to hear them as you go through your comments this evening. This is K2PI. This concludes the QST. At this time, Net Control invites check-ins from amateurs wishing to participate in the net. Please state your call sign and name once, and listen for acknowledgement by Net Control. Each net participant will be called in the order recognized by Net Control. Stations wishing to check into the net, please call K2PI now.
This is K1HTV.
This is Kilowatt 3 Foxtrot Romeo Mobile. Over.
This is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Yankee X-Ray Matt.
Kilo Mike 4 Oscar Zulu Hotel.
Kinetic acknowledges K1HTV, K3FR stroke M. You're at the top of the list, Rod. KO4WYX Matt. KM4OZH Gil. Are there any further check-ins?
W4RKU.
Whiskey Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor, Randy.
Kilo Yankee 4, Oscar Papa, Nick.
Kilo Quebec 4, Golf Bravo Echo, Scott.
November Bravo 3, Alpha, Justin.
K1 Radio Amateur, Andy.
Okay, let me grab the ones we've got. We have W4RKU, WB7RAV, Kilo Yankee 4, Oscar Papa, KQ4GBE, NB3A, and K1RA. Are there any further check-ins? Please call. Okay, hearing none, that sounds like a really good group to start. Thanks to everybody for checking in tonight. K1HTV, Rich, your comments for the net from K2PI.
Good evening, Harv, K2PI in the net, K1HTV. Hello to all. Let's see. As far as activities, we had a good Monday evening trans-equatorial opening to South America. Started around 2240 Zulu. 20 minutes 7 local time, and it lasted until about 2.5 hours later, so it was a pretty good opening. I worked 20 of the 22 stations, I believe I worked 20 of the 22 stations heard, in Brazil, Argentina, I think Uruguay, very unheard couple stations in Chile, but I did not work them, but nothing new. But I did work two new grids on the band, bringing the grid total on 6 meters to over 1,200 grids, lots of grids. Just got back from going back and forth to Warrington, using 70 centimeters and trying the repeater, and I was able to hit the repeater from the HT from my house, actually inside the house, and in the mobile all the way into town. Andy can tell you what happened on the 70 centimeter repeater, what caused that improvement, but it was an interesting to and from Warrington trip. Other than that, I'm tracing down a problem on the red Fatayas where some false spots were put out on the 8-meter band, the 40 megahertz band, that were actually on 15 meters, trying to trace if there was some mixing going on with some local strong signals, mixing with 15 meters producing a signal at 40 megahertz. So got to trace that down. Andy's trying to figure out some numbers, some mixing of some of the strong signals causing that false decodes up in that band. So, that's it. Back to net control. Thanks for doing that, Harv, K1HTV.Q. By the way, King, to your question, my phonetics, my non-standard phonetics, Kilo 1 HTV, the hot tamale vendor. Over.
Very, very good. Yeah, I've heard you use that one, and it's a great one. Not one of the ones that that sounds very new. It sounds like sort of an old-timer's set of... phonetics. I've heard a lot associated with food and beer on amateur radio, and they're sort of the classic, so thank you. K3FR, mobile. Ron, I know I promised you would be first, but sorry about that. I missed you. K3FR, your comments for the net from K2PI.
K2PI, this is K3FR mobile. Well, I'm up here. I've got a line of sight to the repeater, but I've got a tree in front of me, so... it's not quite line of sight. Very good. Nice moonlit evening after some cloudy afternoon. I was up here just surveying some of the sites on Skyline Drive for potential autumn photographs. And we got all that beautiful little 85% moon up here shining in at us. And it's a nice day. As far as what I've done, procrastinated a lot on getting my 7300 back out to ICOM to get them to fix it. I guess I should really do that tomorrow, maybe after I shop for groceries. Anyway, two calls. My old original call was WA2JAM Juliet Alpha Mike, and I was able to use Junior's Awful Mess. It's one my mom came up with, actually. And then my current call, I often occasionally use, oxymoron there, I often use King 3 Fried Rice. Back to that. Go ahead.
Hey, Ron, very good. Yeah, well, I love fried rice. It works for me. And you should treasure the WA2JAM phonetics your mother gave you. That's neat. I don't know a lot of hams who've gotten their mother to give them phonetics, but I guess you were a young ham, and mom heard a lot of WA2JAM around the house. Thank you very much for sharing that. KO4WYX, Matt, your comments for the net from K2PI.
This is KO4WYX. Good evening, all. It has been a while since I've been able to actually get on a net. Work's kept me a little busy. Activities, not a lot, but last week I was on vacation in the Outer Banks with the family, so I brought some nerd gear with me and threw up an NFED half-wave and a radio and a battery, did it all, you know, off-grid-like, and it was very successful, had some fun. And then we were there during the storm, so I had to take it all down, and they have a great repeater net out there, and got to monitor that for 2 days and get good updates on the status of the island. You know, better than listening to the radio, so it was awesome. So ham radio rocks, you know, especially in emergencies. As far as phonetics, I don't have anything other than there's an individual who comes by our club who's our Aries guy, and I just remember chocolate fried potatoes was the last three of his calls, so I don't remember the rest of it. And I can see the guy's face, but I can't remember his name. But that's what came to mind. And and Ham Clock does rock. It's an application I've been playing with for a while, and I love it. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee, X-ray back to that.
Okay, very good, Matt. Thank you. And yeah, there's another food reference. I tell you, amateur radio phonetics are full of them. So thanks for sharing. KM4OZH, Kilo, your comments for the net from K2PI.
K2PI, this is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Hart, and everybody on the net. Well, I don't know. I don't really have any funny phonetics there. I do have phonetics that I don't like people to use, like kilowatt. If I'm writing, I write or type in a KW every time, and so that fouls me up. And then I had during the Virginia CUSO party, I had a contact many times from a pushy New Yorker that Jack Queen King, and he always was out of turn, and he would butt in out of turn, Jack Queen King, and he annoyed me pretty much. But that's all I got there. Well, let's see. So the ARRL has published the September VHF raw scores, and I'm pretty excited there. And I see Rich K1HTV is listed in the top 10 in single operator high power class. And of course these are raw scores. But I may have achieved my goal of a high score in the Southeast region and a surprise of number 2 overall in the U.S. and Canada. Of course, there's a lot more competition in Rich's category than mine, but it is what it is, so I'm relatively pleased here at this point. That's all I got for this evening. Turn it back over to you, Harv. This is KM4OZH.
Hey, Jill, very good. Thank you, and... Well, sort of pre-congratulations to both you and Rich. I hope those scores, raw as they are, turn out to be the final scores, and you both place where you want it to be. So it's great news that you worked very hard in that contest, I remember. It's also the weekend of my radios and got zapped over here by a nearby lightning strike, so I didn't get but like 2 or 3 contacts in on that whole contest. I clearly missed a lot of fun. W4RKU, Kevin, your comments for the net from K2PI.
K2PI, W4RKU in the net. Good evening, Harv. Thanks for doing the net, Ty. One thing you touched on at the top there was Windows subsystem for Linux. And I was doing a lot with that with Windows 10. It wasn't ready for prime time. I was in the one of the beta groups for Windows, and that was the main thing I wanted. This is before I was able to get another PC and just run Linux on it. But when Windows 11 came out, that's when WSL really is able to shine, because the older versions didn't do the graphical part very well, if at all. But supposedly, Windows 11, the Windows subsystem for Linux, is supposed to be real good. But I've played a lot with that, and it is kind of cool. And then I'll go to the phonetic part. A, I agree with Gil on the kilowatt. Can't stand it. Drives me nuts. And then the only acronym anybody's come up with is WDEA QCN's Remote Kevin Unit. That's the only time anyone's given me an acronym for a call sign. So, again, thanks for doing that. Now I'll turn it back over to you, Harv. K2PI, W4RKU, back to that.
Hey, very good, Kevin, or I should say Remote Kevin Unit. I think that's great. I like that. It's a Star Trek-y sort of set of phonetics. And WSL is quite useful if you need to run some Linux stuff on the desktop without having to switch into a virtual machine, or I think this is sort of a virtualized kind of droplet within Windows, but it's not quite as fast as you'd want it to be, but it is pretty usable. So check it out if you want to do that. WV7RAV, Randy, good evening. Your comments to the net from K2PI.
This is WV7RAV. And that, not doing too much lately, still digging out from my trip and my other hobby taking up a lot of my time, doing a couple of things on the radio side of getting a couple of programs reset to so I could use them for using the computer and the radio, one of which is to for the presentation we're going to give at the club meeting about VARAC and whatnot. Other than that, nothing much else going on. But as far as Fanatics, I've been giving out my call when I go through, as everybody else does, trying to get in various contacts and contests and whatnot, and had somebody come back to me with WD7 Radio America Victor. And I thought, well, that's different. You know, certainly different than what I've heard, and breaks me out from other things. So I've used it a couple of times, but not often. Mostly when other folks are using Romeos and Alphas, I'll bring that one in and manage to get through a few pileups. But other than that, nothing much else. K2PI, this is WD7 RAV, back to net.
Thanks, Randy. Very good. And non-standard phonetics will help you sometimes in a pileup, and it's a pretty good strategy. Also, understanding phonetics of the stations. Home language is also kind of useful if you can look them up while you're listening to the pilot. KY4OP, Nick, good evening. Your comments for the net from K2PI.
K2PI, KY4OP in the net. Comments for the evening. Haven't had a whole lot of time for radio recently, but did manage to hop on last night, dialing around, and actually got on 30 meter band, which I'm not usually on. I was able to make a contact out to the expedition in Senegal, so they're active out there right now, and at least last night we're on 30 meters. I didn't look to see if they're active today. Phonetics, I usually stick with the NATO or ITU phonetics. The 4-H club, apparently there's a version there to the use of kilowatt. I do have a lot of the kids use kilowatt because Kilo Zulu for November 4 Hotel Kilo Zulu. Sometimes people get tongue-tied with that, so I'll have to do kilowatt Zulu to kind of break that up. But I don't know, maybe I'll have to find an alternative there since kilowatt apparently throws people off. So, speaking of the 4-H Club, I just wanted to put out an announcement. The 4-H Club will be out at Marshall Day this Saturday out at the Marshall Community Center. I think that runs from 12 to 4 o'clock, so if you haven't had a chance to come out and check out the mobile station for the 4-H kids, have a stop by and take a look at that. This is KY4OP, back to net.
Thank you very much, KY4OP in the net from K2PI. Well, interesting on the Senegal expedition. It reminded me, you may not believe it, but I piloted the ferry between Gorée Island back to Dakar, Senegal, back many years ago. It's a long story, but I was actually on the ferry and got to the pilot's house, and they let me pilot us back, not to dock, but from the island on back, and it was kind of a cool adventure in my life, I think. KQ4GBD, Scott, your comments for the net from K2PI.
K2PI, KQ4GB here. Had a pretty good day. I also noticed that, at least for my system or my station, 10 meters during daylight hours has been excellent the last 10 days, at least for me. It kind of dropped off about a month ago, but today it's been excellent in about the last 7 days. As far as a weird phonetics, I did make one contact at one point that referred to my suffix as the Great British Empire instead of Golf Bravo Echo, and I got a kick out of that. KQ4GB, back to net.
And I like that one. That's definitely a cool set of phonetics, and it would be greeted with both a lot of laudatory comments and a lot of disdain if you used it on the air, depending upon which station you were contacting and where they were. But I think GBE is a really great phonetic there. MP3A, Justin, your comments to the net from K2PI.
Good evening, Harv, and the rest of that. This is MP3A. I don't really have any great phonetics for mine. Like, whatever. Nancy buys three alpacas or armadillos or something like that. But generally, yeah, I find, you know, depending on who you're working on the air, having some awareness as to their native tongue can really help you. So I often find reverting to, like, countries for people that maybe are not English as a first language speaker can really help if you're having, you know, issues communicating with them. I really dislike November as a phonetic. I think it's too weak on sideband, so I often use Nancy instead, which has, like, a kind of a stronger tone to it, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, thanks for the info on the Phi 2 W's, 0 W's being back out again. Definitely been picking up a couple of those for the Caribou Light and a couple other projects that are sitting on the bench that I'll never actually finish. So, anyway, I'll turn it back over to Matt from NB3A.
That's been very good. Yeah, it's, I was wondering what you were going to come up with. I think there's a lot of opportunity with your call for some really neat phonetics, but, you know, the best I can come up with is Nancy beat three armadillos, and that's just not going to work on the air. But you definitely have a lot of options there. I think you just have to spend some time on it. But good luck on getting the pies. They are out there now, and not as pricey as they were. Definitely down to normal prices. K1RA, Andy, your comments for the net from K2PI.
Good evening, Harv, and everyone on the net. Let's see, I guess a couple announcements first to dovetail on my dad's 70-centimeter comment. Yes, we did have Jason make some improvements to the UHF receive chain of our 70-centimeter repeater, pre-selector replacement, board replacement and retuning, which has greatly increased the receive reception sensitivity. We've had Travis go from about 30% quieting out in Oaksville to a 70% on an HT in his house. My dad, who can now hit the repeater from inside the house in Amosville with an HT, and a couple other tests today that seem to indicate much greater receive coverage. So I'll ask folks after the net to go over to 70 centimeters. That's a 442.250 plus split, same PL as this, 167.9 hertz. For a quick roll call to see if we have any guys who can get in who couldn't get in before. Let's see, announcement number two. Our first roving club station, FARA Roving Club Station, which hasn't been active for years, will be hosted this October 7th by Mark, K4SO, our first RCS sponsor for this event. FARA members only, RSVP only event. Please check your email or group's IO. We're specifically targeting the new hams, those licensed 3 years or under, and those who don't have a home station. And then if we don't get enough interest to fill the time slots, we might open it to some people who are really antsy to see the facets interests of the sponsoring station. But RCS is coming. We'll be looking for more sponsors going forward, but we've got one locked in for October. I don't know if think you mentioned, Harv, but maybe you could dovetail as well that the Meshtastic network is growing on 900 megahertz. We've got a couple of new users, I guess specifically Keith KD9ATF down south of town, I guess Catlett area, has now got a unit set up on one or two of his silos where he's renting some room. And he's been making the, I guess, the 10-mile path back to at least Harv's node, so we're getting some larger coverage across across the county with that network. And then finally, phonetics. For me, I guess Randy already kind of mentioned the RA in his call. I tend to use Radio America, less frequently Radio Amateur, my favorite, Radio Active, and for those on the FM repeater only who can't remember my name, Radio Andy. But a lot of time that turns into people calling me Randy. But I will bring up at least one call in my past. A very good friend of mine who's now K1 Radio Tokyo, who used to be WA1JZC, and his phonetics were Junior Zeppelin Commander. So I always thought that a good one. And my wife, Amy, KZ1AMY, she likes to be known as Almighty Yoda. So that's it from here. K1RA.
And what was the last one? R what? Mighty Yoda?
All. A-L-L. Mighty Yoda. KZ1AMY.
Thank you, K1RA, and then that's from K2PI. I like, I always liked Radioactive. I thought that was the only one you ever used, but Junior Zeppelin Commander and Almighty Yoda, those are definitely up there. I really enjoyed that, so thanks for letting me put those on the list. And that gets us to the conclusion of our list, our first list for this evening. If there are any further check-ins for the net, please call now with your call distinctly once and your name. Please call K2PI.
K2PI.
W8BT, Travis.
Okay, that acknowledges KQ4KLA and W8BT, Travis. Are there any further check-ins or rechecks? I'm sorry, I should have announced that.
KE7EX, Matt in Manassas.
Okay, that acknowledges KE7DX in Manassas. Okay, I'll start off then with KQ4KLA, Warren, in Warren County. I got to tell you, there's probably no chance anyone here in Fox here is going to have the first name or at least be willing to say it on the air of their county. So you're in a unique place there, Warren. KQ4KLA, K2PI in the net. And unfortunately, that was almost entirely uncopyable. You're fading in and out. You got a little maybe airplane flutter on you, as Richard probably pointed out. But I didn't get much of that. You're just right on the margins. You were late when you called, but at least you were holding it, and now you're not. So sorry about that, but thanks for checking into the net. I heard you last week, so I know you can make it when you're in the right place down there. W8BT, Travis, your comments for the net from K2PI.
Hey, good evening, Harv and all on the net. I don't know if Andy mentioned it. I kind of missed it, but I am finally able, thanks to Jason and his work on the 440 machine, able to make the 70 centimeter machine. Actually, from an HT, just sitting on my porch now. Always really, really struggled with that, but finally, nice to see it working. At least. Mostly as it should now, so congrats to the repeater committee there for getting that done. But anyway, as far as phonetics, I've never really used anything other than Whiskey 8 Bravo Tango, but Barry, KF4LWX, who I used to talk to a lot on the Bluemont machine, he when I got the call, he came up with W8 Big Toe, and actually... gave me a Motorola, it's not in front of me, but a 220 CDM 1550, I think it was, Motorola radio, and when he programmed it, he when you hit the home button on it, it just shows Big Toe on it. So, anyway, that's about all I've got. I've never used that on the air, but just always use Whiskey 8 Bravo Tango. Usually works pretty well. Anyway, back to you, Harv. Thanks for doing the net. K2PI, W8BT.
Okay, very good, Kevin. And Big Toe is interesting. I was going to mention that with a call like W8BT, which is a CW Pro sign, if you operate CW, you must really have to be very distinct with the V and the T, because otherwise people will think you're sort of using a pause Pro sign. And that might confuse people waiting for the rest of your call. But I'm not sure you've ever run into that. But usually when you have a pro sign as part of a call sign, it's a tough life on CW. KD7DX, Matt in Manassas, thanks for joining us. Your comments for the net this evening from K2PI.
Good evening, Harv and the net. This is Matt, KD7EX in Manassas. No real comments for the net. I've never really used any phonetics other than standard phonetics, although my first call sign, my Technician Plus call sign I got when I was a teenager, was Kilo Echo 4 DX Engineering. And had some fun today with the 70 centimeter machine, trying it out with Andy. And that's it. I'll pass it back to you, Harv. Thank you for doing the net. 7-3 all. This is Kilo Echo, number 7, Echo X-ray.
Is it Echo X-ray? Did I have it wrong, Matt? Is that correct?
Yeah, Harv, my call sign is Kilo Echo 7, Echo X-ray. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I mangled your suffix and had Delta X-ray there, so I apologize for that. But I think DX Engineering is actually a pretty cool one. We've got a pretty good list here. Before I ask for final check-ins or any rechecks, let me give my comments. One, I wanted to mention about what Andy said about Meshtastic. The mesh is growing. We have probably 6 to 8 stations now joining the mesh, although I think only about 4 or 5 are continuously on there. But as people get used to it and put their little nodes in place and have them powered up, we'll get better coverage on that. That's one of the things about growing that mesh is if you want to put a device up, you've got to sort of commit to keeping it powered on and in place. Otherwise, nobody can rely on that path through the mesh. But we're seeing a lot more folks, and we've had a couple of good chats on the mesh and been able to pass some info. I think we might have to start having like a little mesh net, Andy, maybe on a weekend for an hour or something in the afternoon, just to get everybody on there and see if we can all pass messages. It's definitely it's worth trying, and I'll be saying something about that later on in an email on the reflector. Second, I wanted to mention that for me, my call phonetics, Kilo 2, K2PI, which is standard phonetics in Papua India, which I use a lot. But in fact, my call was actually chosen for the phonetics Philippine Islands, K2 Philippine Islands, because my lovely bride is from the Philippines, and it's a place that is near and dear to my heart, has been for a very long time, and I've got a connection to it from very early in my amateur radio career, which is just too long a story for here. But the fact that I met and married a woman in the Philippines after having a very substantial connection to the Philippines, and just totally at random that I didn't realize until years later, is kind of an interesting story. That said, now that I've had a couple of things to say, I'll go ahead and ask for one final round of check-ins or rechecks. Anyone wishing to comment, please call K2PI now.
Recheck? K3FR, recheck.
Who's the station just said recheck? I didn't get your call.
Sorry, Harv. Kilo Quebec 4, Golf Bravo Echo. Just asking for a recheck.
Roger. KQ4GVE and K3FR rechecks acknowledged. Any further check-ins?
K1RA, recheck.
4 Romeo Echo Echo.
KK1RA, recheck acknowledged. KD4REE, acknowledged. Any further?
W4EO, Jason. On the side. Thanks, Harv.
Very cool, W4EO. I copy you, Justin, or Jason. And I'm going to go ahead and put Sim and Jason at the very top since they're brand new check-ins, and then I'll start from KQ4GBE with the rechecks and on down. KD4REE, Sim, your comments for the net tonight from K2PI.
Yeah, I just wanted to check in and say hi. I might skip the net on Sunday only because I have a medical appointment early on Monday. It's a heart catheterization, but I should be okay. So I'll catch you all next Wednesday instead. Nothing else going on radio-wise, so I'll say 73 back to you, Harv, from KD4REE.
Okay, Sim, very good. Well, we're happy to have you join us whenever you can, Sundays or Wednesdays or both days if you can. So happy to hear you tonight, and I hope all is going well. W4EO, your comments for the net from K2PI.
K2PI and the rest of the net. Good evening from Jason, W4EO. Thanks again for running the net, Harv. Good to hear everybody on the radio this evening. Not much else to add. I don't have any cool call sign tricks for W4EO. Used to hear my previous call, KJ4EOO, Equal Opportunity Offender. Guys used to tell me, but the only one that really sticks out was Alpha Echo 3 Oscar, a guy I used to work on UHF Simplex. Always eat 3 oysters. I haven't heard him in some time, so I don't even know if he's around anymore in the area. But that's one that sticks out. That's the only thing I got to add. Other than that, if you can somebody give a spiel on the Meshtastic, I'm off distro. I'm not on the reflector. if anybody could pass a 30-second real quick spiel on what to buy, what's the, if they're frequency dependent, et cetera, just so I can jump on the fun there. Back to you, Arf, K2PI from W4EO.
K1HTV, recheck.
I got you, Rich. All right, very good. Thanks, Jason, and good to hear you. And I'm glad to drop you a line on the Meshtastic thing. I think you might enjoy it. And thanks for always eat three oranges. I've added that to the list. KQ4GBE for your recheck. Please go ahead from K2PI.
K2PI, Kilo Quebec 4, Golf Bravo Echo. I just was curious about the frequency and the 70 centimeter band in Warrington. I'm assuming it's, like you said, it's the St. PL tone, which is 167.9. But I'm not near a computer, so if you can give me that frequency, I would appreciate it. KQ4GBE, back to net control.
Andy, can you give it? I don't have it in front of me, and I don't have my other radio to switch to.
Sure. GBE, the frequency, 442.250, 442.250. That's a plus split, and you got the PL tone right. Back to net.
Thanks, Andy. I appreciate that. All right, K3FR, Ron, your recheck from K2PI.
Okay, this is K3FR, mobile still. Just two little indications here, being up here still on the Skyline Drive at the Pinnacles Overlook. I did copy Warren pretty much 100% direct. I kind of would expect that if you said Warren County. And set of phonetics for is it Jeff there? Great Big Eagle. So, K2PI, K3FR.
Thanks, Ron. Yeah, that's great. I like that. And I'm glad you heard Warren. It's unfortunate that he couldn't make the repeater today, but he has been much better on occasion. K1RA, your recheck comments for the net from K2PI.
Hey, Harv, thanks. Yeah, it looks like he's in Front Royal, so that's quite a distance on the wrong side of the mountain from this repeater, so good for him for even keying up the machine. Yes, again, reminder, 442.250, we'll get on UHF. Please call in if you can. Back to a comment my dad made about some mixing artifacts. Both he and I have been doing some FT8 monitoring on the 8-meter band, which there are some special assignments for U.S. stations running on the 8-meter band, which is not a normal frequency we can operate on. But the Europeans and the Caribbean stations have access to that band. So that's the FT8 frequency. If you have a radio, you can listen on 40.680. But every once in a while, my dad and I have been copying stations, which are images. And I finally realized today, figured out that I was hearing a station on several stations on 12 meters, 24.910 megahertz, and showing up on the 40.680 megahertz receiver. And improperly reporting those stations. Well, after doing a little bit of math, I took the two frequencies and I subtracted them, and I came up with a frequency of 15.770 megahertz. So I did a quick Google search for what could possibly be on that band, on that frequency, and it's WRMI out of Okeechobee, Florida, running 100 kilowatts. So turns out that the two stations that I was hearing, one of them is a local down the street from me, K4JJQ, who's like plus 30 on my receiver. But the other station was actually near Austin, Texas, and I looked him up, K5 Japan Charlie, and I thought, man, no way he could be as loud. Well, sure enough, he was plus 28 on FT8 at the time he was coming in on 12 meters. So very good skip, very loud signal, mixing with the shortwave broadcast station and creating the image. And as Jason mentioned, and Alpha Echo, I'll just say, I knew a contester in New England who had AE1C, who was a good contester, and his phonetics always enter one contest. Back to net, K1RA.
Okay, Andy, very good, and very interesting on the mixing artifacts and 40.680 megahertz FT8. I'll have to listen into that. Seems like an interesting thing to do, and you know, we don't realize it, but there's a few bands around the world we don't have access to, and there are active hams on it in Europe for sure. I knew that one just from living over there. K1HTV, Rich, bring us home your comments for your recheck from K2PI.
Thanks, Harv. K2PI, K1HTV. I tried multiple times with the
GPBTEC 10-watt radio, and that was not able to break to get in. I made the original comment, so after the net, I want to run a quick check, make sure that radio is still putting out some RF on 2 meters. My comments, number one, N4RP is now on the Meshtastic network, and he's seeing KD9ATF. He talked to Ross this afternoon, so I'm not sure if anybody mentioned that call sign, but he's been added to the Mesh network. And KD9ATF, Keith offered to loan me a Meshtastic node after Harv had done the same, but I said, no, I'm too far out. But seeing his success at 13 miles, it may be worth a try from out here in Amosville to see what happens. I think the real success would be if I could get the mesh net node up on top of the 90-foot tower. Then there's the issues of powering it with maybe multiple solar cells or running power up the tower, and also the turning of the tower affecting the pattern. So that's a thought. Anyway, then, of course, I need my tower climber, and he's not always available. That's Andy, of course. Thanks to Andy for all the tower work he's done. Don't forget, everybody, see you on the breakfast this coming Saturday, 8 o'clock over at the Bistro. Back to you, Harv, K2PI. Thanks for the K2PI, K1HTV.
Hey, Rich, very good. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about the breakfast. I've got to take the car in for some service. They fixed our AC this year during the summer. We had a problem, and they maladjusted something, and so now I've got to turn the heat up to about 85 degrees for the AC to go off, and that's not going to be great in the coming fall season here. So, got to take it in. Sure, hopefully it is their fault, and I won't pay anything for it. Otherwise, I'm sure I'm going to be out a couple of $1,000s. So, ouch. As far as the Meshtastic is concerned, you can go on Etsy, Echo Tango Sierra Yankee, and do a search for Meshtastic. You'll find Garth Vanderhoen. Garth Vanderhoen is one of the developers of Meshtastic, and he's got a site on there, and he sells Meshtastic nodes, enclosed rack 43 nodes, or rack 63, I think, nodes, enclosed with the solar cell in a weatherproof gasketed thing. I have one of them outside. I can tell you they work. I'm going to have to replace the solar cell on it this week and put a larger battery in it, because I don't think it gets enough sun and doesn't keep on. But you definitely could try one of those, and that would probably get you where you need to be without having to run any cables, but cost a little bit more money to do that. So as we wrap up tonight, I just wanted to mention I've tried to copy down all of these interesting phonetics people have given me. And I'll just rack them off here. So we had Hot Tamale Vendor, Fried Rice, Junior's Awful Mess, Remote Kevin Unit, Radio America Victor, Great British Empire, NB3A didn't have any. I put Nancy B3 Armadillos there. I'm sure he hates that. Radioactive, Junior Zeppelin Commander, Almighty Yoda, Big Toe, KE4DX Engineering, Always Eat Three Oranges, Great Big Eagle, and Always Enter One Contest. I think I've got it correct, that last one you gave me, Andy. So that concludes our net this evening. Thanks, everybody, for joining. If you have comments or wish to contact us about this net, please send an email to farinet@w4va.org. Again, appreciate all the great comments and the really interesting phonetics. That was kind of fun. This is K2PI returning the repeater to normal use. Good evening.
Q1RA, Q1HTV.
Yeah, I'm going to go over to 70 centimeters, but what's up?
Quick check on this VTEC. I called in. Let me make you a quick call here. Hold on. It's just not putting out RF. Not putting out any RF anymore on 2 meters. So another radio bites the dust. I'll have to see what happened to it. Maybe I lost the PL, but I don't think I did anything to mess it up at all. I made the first transmission okay, but now it's not keying up anything. I don't hear any RF at all. All right, thanks. I'll see you on 70 centimeters. We'll see if it works on 70 centimeters. If it doesn't, I'll be on the HT. Give an HT to clear.
K1RA, going to 70 centimeter repeater.
Good topic tonight, RF K3FR.
John, yeah, it's always fun, and there's so many interesting ones out there. I like to kind of gather them up and remember them. I really should start writing down some of the ones I hear on the air. K4QQP was always fun for me as a very young ham. That guy really would deliver that set of phonetics. Quack, quack, pow. Or it was K2, quack, quack, pow. Sorry, I'm so used to saying four now.
But it it made him iconic on the air, and he was kind of very active on 2 meters up in the New York tri-state area. 73, K2PI.
K3 going back in motion.
This is K1KID monitor. This is K1KID monitor. This is K1KID monitor.